Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Happy Thursday. Got Think Tank coming up at 5 p.m. Amy Mark scores, Jeffrey Boyd, the alderman from the 22nd District, and our own Chris Arps. Always give us a little bit of cover from 3 to 5, since we'll be talking so much politics from 5 to 6:30. But, you know, I'll bite. We'll start with the impeachment. Anything new you guys want to talk about? I mean,
I had to turn it off.
More processions.
I had to turn it off. Chuck Schumer was given his part of the press conference. All the Democrats were given their big speech press conference today right after, I guess, the first official hearing when... And he talked about how when the Chief Justice walked into the chamber, an unbelievable weight and the gravity of the situation that fell over the room was unprecedented. And I visibly watched as members on both sides of the chamber visibly gulped. Because, like, literally, that's what he said. Visibly gulped.
Like Scooby-Doo.
I mean, it was like...
Yoinks!
He was like... It was like when your teacher in school, when you just don't care about a test, and she can tell that nobody cares about a test, and they're trying to impress upon you how important, like, you need to take this seriously. It was like he was
just figured it out.
Over the top, trying to... paint a picture of how serious it was and how this is not trivial and this is serious business. And he said that we're in a place where the founding fathers never thought we would be, with other countries determining our elections and our leadership, and this is where we can stop and take back control, and this is so important, and this is history. And I kind of touched on this yesterday. I know it's history, but it just feels normal now. Like this.
That's how things work.
Opposition and hatred.
That's how things work.
It just feels normal. I know it's historic. I know this doesn't happen very often, but all the things that they're saying and doing and the way they're acting has been the way they've been behaving for 3 years. So to have him try to tell us how important this is and how visibly he watched members gulp at how at the gravity of the situation, it sounded literally like, hey, this is important. And I guess it is important, but it's still a joke.
Rach, any new thoughts?
I was just listening to some of the interview that Lev did last night, the Giuliani associate.
I watched most of it.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's saying Trump knew exactly what was going on. That could be true. But unless you spoke to Donald Trump and can testify that Donald Trump told you to execute XYZ, it doesn't mean anything. So unless they're going to call Giuliani to the stand, mm-hmm. who's going to roll over, which I don't see happening. I don't know. I just look at the whole thing. I'm like, okay, this is still going on. This is what I say every time you ask me about it. There doesn't seem to be a smoking gun. If they were to bring in witnesses and Rudy Giuliani sat on the stand, then I am all ears. I am real interested to hear him testify about his conversations with the president. But all of these people who are third, fourth-hand information, it might be a juicy story, it might be interesting information, but it's not directly implicating the president.
Putting aside, and I know this is a big statement to say putting aside the law, but putting aside all the constitutional law about executive privilege, blah, 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 just on a human level, wouldn't you guys like to see everyone called?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I mean, I would like to see...
From an entertainment standpoint.
Not even entertainment. Just, there's a truth out there.
Right.
I am with you, Dave. All I've ever wanted to know with this whole ordeal...
What's the truth?
What is the truth?
Not how can you hide it, or how can you make it up, you know, depending on your point of view. What's the truth?
And that's why I'm less interested. I mean, I'm interested in what Lev has to say. Do I think he's telling the truth? I mean, yeah, I think Trump did know about everything that was going on. I don't know why Rudy Giuliani is mixed up with Ukraine in the first place. It's weird. However, he's good at what he does and he's good at protecting himself. That's why a Rudy Giuliani exists, right? I would like to know the truth of what happened, though. I would like to hear it from the actual players and the actual decision makers, not from the henchmen.
Chuck Schumer was doing a lot of focusing on the election today in his speech. He probably focused on all of it. He probably moved to Ukraine after I turned it off. So I'm willing to admit that. But what I saw, he was talking about interference in our elections and other countries and other leaders determining who leads our country. Do people remember that Barack Obama was president during that election? When that election was happening, there was a Democrat president in office that could be monitoring, have his people monitoring the election and making sure Donald Trump didn't control the intelligence agencies at that time and couldn't, like, I get it. Russia for sure tried to interfere in our election. They have interfered in multiple elections, or at least attempted to. We also know that there were Russian Facebook pages created that were in support of Hillary Clinton and ones that were against Hillary Clinton. They seem to me to be more agents of chaos. And the president, the controlling party at the time, were the Democrats. So if there was some funny business during that election, isn't that Barack Obama's? Doesn't that fall on his plate? I mean, right? No?
I know there's some people who are still completely in, and I will stay engaged, and it is going to get very interesting, but, man, I'm worn out when it comes to this. And
everybody is.
My main thing, because Trump's not always going to be president, even if he's reelected, and this is going to pass like all things do. What I am left with, sort of like you pictured someone panning for gold, and they're getting rid of all the mud, and they're getting rid of all the dirt, and they're getting rid of all the fool's gold, and what they're left with are those little flakes of gold. My flakes of gold from this are, oh my God, the federal government, both sides, mm-hmm. truly do think we're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's embarrassing. Nothing makes me more angry. That's the Jack Glover in me. Don't make a monkey out of me. Yep. Nothing makes me more angry than when I think someone thinks I'm stupid. And for Nancy Pelosi, and the Republicans, I think, aren't as bad in on this, but let's not act like they don't.
If the roles were reversed, I wouldn't put this past the Republicans either.
Just the whole prayerful, solemn, and then the stupid-ass processions.
Yes.
And like Schumer or Schiff, and everyone gulped at how serious it is, and then they're giving away pens as if they had just signed a bill to defeat child hunger or something,
and posing with the pens,
just
smiling.
I hate the federal government, FBI, yeah. CIA, whoever's listening. I'm not going to blow up any buildings or anything. I hate the federal government.
Well, you don't need to clarify that.
Yeah,
I just hate them.
Trump is emphatically saying that he has never met Lev Parnas.
He probably hasn't.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he has. I can't imagine a scenario where Lev and the president sat down to dinner and talked about, you know what, we're going to. That's why Rudy, if all of this is true, that's why Rudy Giuliani.
Here's what
exists.
Separates me from a lot of the people who love Trump. I know he has lied a lot. I mean, on Air Force One, it's a dumb lie. But when they're asking about the Stormy Daniels thing, and he's like, no, I have no idea. I have to ask this guy. No, no, no. He was lying. So we all do it. But once you've done it, it's harder for me to believe things that you say. And Trump's MO always, if it were 100 years from now, and you said, what was Donald Trump all about? Start high, dig in, be obstinate, and you're going to end up with a better deal than if you're reasonable. That's what Trump does.
Right.
And I am thankful that he took on China. I will admit I was wrong. I did not want him taking on China. I wanted my 401k to keep growing. I didn't want a stock market crash. I was afraid of that. He did it. And stock market hit another record today, and it looks like it's going to be much better sailing with China. I can admit I was a bit of a puss on that. I'm glad he did it. He hit, whether it's him, it's a combination of him and Obama, it's a combination of him and a million other things. The economy is kicking ass. That's great. Thank you. But it doesn't mean that when he says things like, Lev Parnas, what? Huh? Come the F on. Either you're lying and you do know who that is and what he was doing, or you better have a serious talk with your number one pal, Rudy Giuliani. Because if Rachel is my personal attorney and she is using Tony as her henchman to go out and do all the dirty work, and I, like, Tony? Tony Colombo? What? Then either I'm lying or there's something else really wrong.
Yeah.
And that just, that again, go back to my first statement. I don't like people treating me like I'm stupid. Now, I don't expect Trump to come out and go, oh yeah, Lev Parnas, he's the guy that did all the dirty work in Ukraine. Yeah, absolutely. I don't expect that.
You know what I don't believe is that any of them are fighting for me.
No.
I don't believe that. When they're up there talking about the sanctity of the country.
We get the good and the bad
none of them,
side effects.
I don't believe that out of any of them. They are all in it for themselves and their side.
I agree.
And
totally agree.
They are not fighting for us. So it's hard to, it's hard. That's why everybody's sick of it. You said everybody's sick of it. That's why they're sick of it. Because none of it is them trying to make my life or this country any better from the people that live in it.
Yeah. And you know what? It's sort of like when you're playing a basketball game, running a marathon or something, and there's a time limit. There's an out. When you're going through something really tough, you can go, I can go another 5 minutes. I can run another 10 miles. I can make it till Friday. I don't feel like that. I don't feel like make it another month and things are going to be. I just feel like this is the new normal. I think the Democrats are dumb enough to file a second impeachment, which I think would make them not win another election for a generation. But they're dumb enough. They could do it. And this will be great for the 97.1 ratings. And maybe I'll get a bonus and I'll go buy a new car or something with it. But I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel other than me disengaging.
Yeah.
To all of this crap.
Was a perfect word. You said embarrassing. That's a perfect word.
It really, really is like being in the back seat while your mom and dad are fighting, and they're fighting so hard that they're not watching the road, and you just feel like I can't drive this car myself.
Yeah.
You two need to stop it. That's how it feels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? Maybe I'm just ignorant on this. Very possible. Even if he's guilty, whether we're talking about Ukraine or we're talking about election interference or whatever, maybe if he's guilty, if he cut a deal in that way, I still don't think he should be thrown out. I agree with that too.
And I would think the same thing if it was Obama or Hillary Clinton.
I didn't think Fast and Furious. Barack Obama lied to us. I didn't think he should be taken out of office. Bill Clinton went through impeachment. At the time, I didn't think he should be removed from office. Ronald Reagan, Iran-Contra hearings. He lied in a big way to the United States. I didn't think that should overturn the results of an election. You can look back at every president. George Bush attacked Iraq because he said there were weapons of mass destruction there. There weren't. Somebody was lying to us. But I didn't think that he should be removed from office. So I never once did I think Barack Obama should be removed from office or any Democrat or any Republican. I think you got to really, especially when we're just months away from an election anyway.
And unfortunately, I don't think that's the direction it'll go. I don't think we'll look back at this and learn a lesson and say, next time we're only going to do this if it's really clear that the president, whoever that happens to be, did something terrible and it's bipartisan. I think the opposite's true. I think it's going to become a button that we will push much more easily in the future.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, I can't believe we didn't start with this. I love it. Yesterday, Rach was saying, I hope there are some lip readers out there that can tell us what Liz and Bernie were saying.
We didn't even need the lip readers.
You literally got a gift from Santa Claus. Like, somebody heard you say that and said, here it is, Rach.
Well, this is actually CNN decided to release this audio.
First of all, how stupid do you have to be? You are mic'd up for national television. There's every chance in the world it's going to be captured.
You didn't think that she knew this was going to be captured?
Oh, she wanted it.
You don't think that CNN was planning on recording this and releasing
it? I think it makes her look awful.
Yeah, I don't know about CNN. I don't know about CNN trying to trap anybody. But once they knew they had it, I'm sure they were like, this is gold. But I think Liz knew exactly what she was doing.
I think you called me a liar on national TV. I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion? We'll have that discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
I don't want to get in the middle, but I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good.
God. Okay. Classy. Bernie does keep it classy with Tom Steyer. He's like, yep, good.
So that was immediately following the debate, correct?
It was literally the front of the stage, center of the stage, as they threw it to Anderson Cooper.
Man, I said on Twitter earlier today, and I was kidding, but Elizabeth Warren is about to turn me into a Bernie bro out of pure spite. I cannot take her. If anyone on that stage is a liar, it is the woman who claimed to be the white lady who said she's a woman of color, who said she was a Native American for half her life, and then it comes out, oh, she's like 3%, maybe a little bit Native American. You're a liar. She lied about being fired for being pregnant.
That's a bad
one. She lied about her dad being a janitor or something. She is a proven liar. Mm-hmm. She has apparently been sitting on this information since 2018, and now she wants to say something about it. Shut up. And then everyone's coming down on Bernie. I think people with common sense look at it and go, hey, he didn't do anything wrong here. I highly doubt he said a woman cannot be president, especially considering the man encouraged her to run in 2015 and only hopped into the race.
And
when
there's
she said
video
she didn't
of him
want
saying
to.
The country is ready for a woman president, well, like from the 70s.
In the law, when you have a dispute, what you do is you look at the surrounding circumstances. And so if this were, he got really mad and drunk and called me a bitch. Well, I don't know whether that's true or not. But something like this, you can look, this man has a decades-long record of being uber, uber liberal, not just on socialism, but on women's rights. And so either he is a master liar and the whole time has hated women and decided to tell one who happens to be his equal in the Senate, oh yeah, women can never get elected. None of that makes sense. That's the thing you have to ask yourself is, which makes more sense? It makes more sense that either they had a misunderstanding or that she's just making it up.
Yeah, I think if Bernie Sanders was president and if we lived in a country that was ran by his policies, it would be a disastrous place to live. Bernie Sanders has a lot of issues in my book. But I do believe if any of them up there are honest and true to themselves,
right,
it's Bernie Sanders.
And I'm with Rach.
My opinion.
The other night, I knew the whole thing about her saying that she got fired because she was pregnant. And I knew that was a lie. Demonstrably a lie. But someone played a montage of all of her speeches. And it was like in a stand-up routine where you're like, okay, here comes Dave, he's going to do Monkey Mask. Like, it was her bit. And he wished me good luck, and she does this aw shucks thing with her fist, and then they hired someone else. And they have her saying it like 50 times.
Yeah.
It was her go-to story.
Yeah.
And it's not a misunderstanding. She lied. That never,
she's a liar.
It never happened.
It never happened. She there's proof that it didn't happen.
She lied about being Native American.
I wonder why no one's talking about that?
Her,
that's such a good point.
It's one thing when
she got scholarships because of the fake color of her skin.
And
jobs.
Her explanation was, well, my mom always said so because of my high cheekbones.
Yeah.
That was her. That's not like, that's something a six-year-old would say.
Yeah.
She may not even be in the Senate if not for that. Because the whole ripple effect of life, like if she doesn't claim to be Native American, maybe she doesn't get into this college. Maybe she doesn't go to Harvard. Maybe she doesn't this. Maybe she doesn't that.
It was. I saw a tweet earlier today. Here it is. Harvard Law School hired its first woman of color, Elizabeth Warren, in 1995.
Yeah.
Because she had high cheekbones.
Because she said she was. She's Rachel Dolezal up in Harvard Law School.
100%.
And she's getting away with it. She's getting away with it.
I wonder if she hadn't been called out on this, if she would be up on that stage calling herself a woman of color. And this.
Oh!
If she hadn't been called up, this was.
Absolutely.
The whole, Cory Booker. Now that Booker and Harris are gone, there's no more diversity on the stage. I wonder if she would be up there saying, you know, I'm the last woman of color.
Yeah, she just can't pull that card anymore.
I also heard
she was so stupid to comply with Trump's demand to release her DNA. Wasn't it something like, I'll make a donation and blah, blah, blah?
And
we're all like, she's not going to do it.
3%. It was like
it
less
than 1%. Yeah, it was less than 1%.
I'm as Jewish as she is Native American.
Yeah.
This was a real article, but it was obviously from an extreme socialist, and I don't think it deserves any credence, but there is a group of people out there. I did read a real article that was like in defense of Elizabeth Warren. If she identified as a Native American, then that's good enough. Like if she really believed that and she fought for Native American rights and identified herself as one. Yeah, that was I read that. That was. But again, it was a ridiculous off the beaten path. Not big news organization, but just the fact that that thought is even out there somewhere, even if there's just 1% of people that feel that way, it's like, wow. She can be. Yeah, I'm like, wow.
I have a story here where a 45-year-old convicted, admitted child molester, his actual defense in court was that he identifies as an 8-year-old girl. That was his legal defense.
Did it work?
No.
You think it will one day?
Yes.
I do too.
But that was his defense. I have always, always identified as an 8-year-old girl, and I still do, and that's why I did these things.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal for 8-year-old girls to have sexual contact with each other.
Incredible. God, we're living in a weird time.
But really quick, back to CNN. You guys say that you don't think they intentionally tried to capture moments like this. I think they did.
Well, I think they lay the net, and they let them fall in it if they want to.
CNN hates Bernie Sanders. Every time there's a headline up, it's like they're writing about Trump or something. He's kind of getting the Donald Trump treatment over at CNN. Bernie can't do anything right. Everything Bernie does is stupid and sexist. And I don't know why. I don't understand the
reason
behind it.
He's got the best shot of the extreme.
I'm not sure who he pissed off or how.
The extreme branch of the party.
Is everyone still mad at him because of 2016?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Is it the DNC that is talking to people in the media and getting them to trash it? Like, they just can't let go of it. He took this away from Hillary, so he's never going to be president. I don't know.
They're not hiding it
but
very well.
There's a hashtag going around, and I've seen it all over, like, my liberal friends' social media and stuff. Hashtag CNN is trash because of the way they're treating Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've just seen screen grabs of, like, the way they phrase the things he said. Mm-hmm. Even the questioning on Tuesday night. Oh, Bernie, why did you say this? I didn't say it. Elizabeth, how did you feel when Bernie said that? They called him a liar.
Yep, they did.
The moderators called him a liar.
They did.
That's so messed up. Got me feeling bad for the old guy.
Yeah, I agree.
And if I were him, I would be outraged because, again, I believe that Bernie believes what he's saying. I think that he's honest in his delivery, and he's not wavered. He's been that way his whole life, and so for it to be suddenly be called a sexist or a misogynist after 40 years of whatever, 50 years of fighting the way he has fought, I don't blame him for being outraged.
Switching
he should be.
Briefly and quickly to other liars and cheaters. Did you see what's come out about the Astros now from multiple sources? That this cheating scandal of stealing the signs, which, I mean, any casual person who knows anything about baseball, that is absolutely game-changing. When you know a fastball's coming,
sure.
That's game-changing.
No doubt.
It's not just someone signaling. They
right.
They had electronics in their bodies.
Yeah.
And it would buzz to tell them what it was going to be. That's
nuts.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I still think, I know you guys were saying yesterday, they should be stripped of the World Series title because they cheated all the way through that entire season and all the way through the
right.
The World Series. Not just...
But what do you do with it then?
You just say there was no winner.
That's the only thing that you can do in my
you
opinion.
Just say,
I don't think you can just give it to somebody else who
But how do you let it stand knowing... That I don't know why it bothers me so much more that it was technological and not just like, okay, if I flip my fingers like this, it means it's a
fastball.
Because
there's a difference. There's a nuance to, like, trickery within the game by the players that are trying to outsmart each other with their wits and cameras and computers and the eye in the sky cheating for you. I mean,
you know, the only thing that's going to make this better, Wiggins.
Wiggins World.
It's Wiggins World coming up next.
So I asked Ryan if he was ready for a segment today because we had a meeting together early this morning, and he said that his segment is based on something that he heard on the show earlier this week.
He told me.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Oh, you know the subject?
Yeah. He stopped me in the hallway.
Okay.
At first, I didn't recognize him. I thought he was a sales guy.
That's normal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
345 DGS. Happy sunny Thursday. It's nice out there. Ryan Wiggins joins us. Mm.
Hi, guys.
Now, it's sunny in here as well.
That's right. Although it's getting a little cloudier as we go. Well, I guess it's getting late. I'm not usually here this late anymore.
And colder. I went outside about an hour ago.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
That bad weather. I guess we'll talk to Dave about it.
We got a wintry mix coming our way and a minty Wix as well.
What do you got?
Okay, so this is based on the video that you guys posted and talked about, the whatever you call
to
it, the spring. Troll.
Yes.
To Spring.
Wayne. 1936.
So I watched it, too, because I was interested once I heard you talking about it, and I remember it from my childhood. So they were still playing it at least in the late 80s, and it's that refrain that it's spring is here, it's spring is here. I'm like, oh, I totally remember this. And it was creepy, although it didn't creep me out as much, apparently, as it did you. But it made me think of... what is the absolute creepiest kids thing I've ever seen, done non-ironically? Because there's plenty of stuff that people are like, oh, you know, Adult Swim stuff, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And are you guys, is anybody in the room Mark Twain fans?
Yeah, I am.
Have you ever read The Mysterious Stranger?
No.
So it's his last work.
I'm much of a fan.
Clearly. It's his last
Spoke
work.
Spoke too soon, didn't you, Rich?
I feel like you were set up there.
Well, I bet you've never read.
I've never read his more famous stuff. I've just read his weird stuff. So,
That's very strange.
Like his porn.
You're like a mysterious stranger.
There's stuff that he did in his twilight years that's much more interesting.
You were a Next Generation fan, right, Dave?
Oh yeah.
Did you
Next
like
Generation
it when they,
Mark Twain?
When they in Star Trek, when they Mark Twain was a pretty regular character on that show.
Yes.
Did you like those episodes? Or were you like, come on, we're trying too hard
not so much.
I hated those episodes. They tried to do it because the original series did so much time travel, like weird stuff. And they were kind of cool on the original.
But they really went back to like Sherlock Holmes and Mark Twain. Those were like their go-tos.
Star Trek is in this universe?
Well, they could time travel sometimes.
But
yes.
But it's like in the future from now.
Yes. Well, their history is the exact same up until 1965 when the show started.
Okay. Got it.
Right. Yeah. So this story is really weird. I read it probably 10 years ago now, just because it was his last work, and it's about Satan. And the mysterious stranger is Satan. But Twain is such a good writer. He writes this story that's these kids meet this angel who's like, yeah, I'm Satan, but I'm not like you'd think, you know. And you start to read it, and you're like, man, what's Twain trying to say here? Because he's really painting a good picture that Satan could be a false narrative.
An advocate? What if Satan was on the bus?
So the story, I'm enthralled with it, and he's an amazing writer, obviously. I get to the end, close to the end, and realize that he died while writing it. So you never get to find out really what he was trying to say. Was he trying to make it to where these kids were being tricked
did
by the real
just
Satan?
Just trail off in the paper?
I was going to say, did they just publish it without an ending?
They did. Well, he had clearly
this
written,
is the last word, erg.
Ow! That was the last word.
I taste pennies.
And then it all made sense when Satan revealed.
Ouch!
Did anyone else smell toast?
Oh, no. How are we gonna publish
He had written like three or four endings that were just drafts that he didn't plan on using. He was just kind of brainstorming. So they include those in the manuscript. So you kind of get where you think he's going, but it's not very good. And the story is set up so well. So anyway, that all is background for why I watched your troll video or whatever and thought of this video that I sent to Rachel. Do you have a clip from it?
I do not know what it is.
So that is the claymation version of the mysterious stranger.
Okay. I've seen clips from this just in like scary.
Yes.
Yeah. It was worse to watch than listen to, and it's pretty bad to listen to.
It is the scariest thing.
Right
it's
up
scary.
Until, thank goodness they left in, you murdered them. Because that kind of breaks that kind of breaks the mood. Look at that dog falls in the...
I do not know what it is. You murdered him.
Who says that?
That helps. So there, that helps.
There's a movie
Satan.
From the mid-80s.
Satan talks like that?
That was Pudlicker. That was Pudlicker.
Satan would be a lot less scary if he just talked like that.
Yeah. Dude,
that's
did you see the video,
only
though?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's scary.
How did you watch that as a kid?
I don't think I even watched it as a kid. I remember seeing parts of it on something, but I don't think... I think that part is so scary that they edited it out for TV. But if you get the DVD now, it's cult classic because of that scene. It's so scary. The rest of it's just Huckleberry Finn and different Mark Twain stories, and Mark Twain takes them around into his own stories. So that's the part where they go into the mysterious stranger, that story. And Mark Twain leaves them in there. They go in, and he just stays outside the door. So there's this 5 or 6 minute long scene of these kids dealing with Satan.
Who obviously is a character on Hee Haw.
Yes, and is incredibly frightening. And it's claymation.
Take
because
your soul
the
80s. To hellfire, son.
I think Huck Finn is one of the characters going through it, so they have to do that.
Ah.
But anyway, I figured it would
be a great
blog material to post that up to see if anybody else has seen it. Because I was just showing it to Katie Fitzpatrick in the office, and she's like, please turn that off. It is one of the scariest things. And knowing that it's made for children.
That's how to get on Katie's right side.
Yeah.
Hey, Katie, watch this horribly.
This seems like something you'd like.
Terrifying, disturbing
You're a really
thing.
Positive girl. Why don't you?
Katie,
put
Annie
your mind
just
on
left.
For me.
Watch this.
We do a lot of that. I can tell you what, being in this studio compared to being in with Annie is.
It's a big difference.
It's a big difference. A lot of things off air that. I'm not going to mention that.
Yeah, it's a big difference on air. It's a bigger difference off air.
You would know. So that's the best I could do this week.
It's pretty. I saw literally 5 seconds of it. It's pretty bad.
Oh, I can't wait for you to see the rest of it.
You have some good ones. What are your standout creepy TV kids moments? We've talked about some of them. Sans Ghost of Mr.
Chicken.
I have
never found that this exists. I've talked about it before. The inside episode where Raymond Burr's in the casket and he grits his teeth when he wakes up and grits his teeth when he goes back to being dead. I've looked up Raymond Burr. I've looked up Inside. I've looked up, maybe it wasn't Raymond Burr. Maybe it wasn't Inside. Maybe it was this. Maybe it was that. I can't find it. But that may have been the most scared I've ever been as far as like your whole body goes numb, you know, just like what's happening.
From watching something?
Yes.
I feel the same way about Pinocchio. People have these fond memories of Pinocchio.
Yes.
I think you guys talked about this the other day, too, but I hated that movie. And I have no affinity for it as an adult because I hated it so bad as a kid.
Child catcher scene, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yeah. I'm trying to say. Sometimes parents or grown-ups just don't get it. Like, oh, I
just don't understand.
Right.
Parents just don't understand.
Like the Kanye West song. But but that one, that's what the story is.
Right. Right.
Why would you make that? Why would you think that that would be, but it turned into a children's classic.
Yeah.
And it's horrifying.
Apparently, my
the boat ride on
Willy Wonka.
One of Phoebe's friends, older brothers, showed them Happy Time Tree Friends.
That's about what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And
animated show with it the bunnies.
She was freaked. I mean, it was bad for a really long time.
My grandma used to work at the Fox Theater as a volunteer to show people their seats and stuff.
That is scary.
I know. Oh, okay.
My aunt was an usher.
Oh my gosh.
She didn't even get paid. She just volunteered.
So come she on, told the dude. Story that apparently when the Fox Theater opened, I don't know when it opened, but they used to show movies there quite a bit. And one of the first movies for kids they showed there was Snow White. Well, I guess the scene where they are running through the forest, I don't remember much about that movie, but it's pretty scary. I think it's at the beginning. Mm. They said every kid in the place peed their pants. And they had to
every single time. One?
That's what she
that
said.
That has to be a record.
I don't think that happened.
And so they had to go through and replace the majority of the seats because they were covered in pee.
Oh, shut up.
No, How many kids was it?
All of them.
All of them.
What just
every dang one of them.
What just happened?
You murdered them.
Could be a master class in this isn't going well. I'm going to take it up a notch.
Yeah.
No.
It's still not going well. I'm going to take it up a notch again.
That's a true story.
All of them peed their pants. Half of them died.
And then they had to renovate
the
theater.
The Fox was covered with children's plasma. Mm-hmm. That if you've ever been to the Fox, it's not the same building. They had to tear it down.
Yeah, they had to tear it down.
And
burn
they
it.
Built it out of pee. I was watching you do it.
No, that's a real story.
I can see it on your face.
I'm telling you,
it's a real story, but it just happened right now in front of us.
And they say that there's still gallons of urine buried deep beneath the Fox Theater.
Who is this?
His grandma.
Grandma.
You're not
lying to me.
One of you is lying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.